From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is no greater value added than the creativity of a great artist. Take the price of paint, canvas, and brushes, and call that the value of a painting, and then assume that the brushes, paint, and canvas were brought together by Monet. Well, suddenly, ingredients worthy of a modest shopping list turn into something that collectors will bid millions for, and cat burglars would even risk their lives for. Well, this rumination on the financial multiplier effect of art is occasioned by a tax bill that was introduced in the U.S. Senate. It's called an Artist's Fair Market Value Deduction Bill. It changes the way an artist can claim a tax deduction for making a charitable gift of his or her own creative work. One of the lead sponsors is Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Welcome to the program once again, Senator Leahy.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And let's start with the way that the IRS currently treats a donated artwork. It could be, I gather, an author's manuscript, but let's take, say, a painted wood carving. I've made one. I'm the artist. I give it to a local museum.
And if you did, you could deduct the cost of the wood and the painting, and you could deduct $5, $10, $20, whatever.
But to clarify this, if I, as the artist, in my hypothetical wood carving, if I sold that to a collector for $100,000 and the collector then donated it to the museum, the collector
could deduct $100,000. I mean, that's the irony of the whole thing. If you made a piece of art that cost you $20 in material, you donate it to a museum, you get the $20. You sell it for $100,000 to somebody, they in turn, or their estate gives it to the museum, they deduct $100,000. It just doesn't seem to make a great deal of sense. We had back a few years ago that Igor Stravinsky wanted to donate all his papers to the Library of Congress. He could take the cost of whatever that amount of paper would have cost. Instead, he sold it in Switzerland. Americans never get a chance to have that.
You mean the IRS says it's literally worth the paper that it's written on with the ink thrown in?
That's about it.
But let me ask you a couple of questions about this. First, let's assume that I'm a painter, and when I do sell paintings, they sell for $15,000 typically. But I don't always sell paintings. I have others that don't move. I donate a painting, not to the Met or the Smithsonian or the National Gallery, but I donate it to the local Pottersville Museum of Art. Who says, who determines whether that's a piece of art worth a deduction of $15,000 or whether it's one of my dogs that doesn't that typically doesn't sell and I don't deserve any deduction for it?
We have very, very strong standards about what can be taken, what cannot. In fact, you have to provide for appraisals by qualified appraisers. And in fact, if there's a question, it can go to review. The Internal Revenue Service actually has an art advisory panel. Now, these are people who are not about to give away the shop.
Now, when the current or when the 1969 tax law took effect and changed the rule governing donations, President Richard Nixon famously and criminally had the deed of gift of his papers backdated to take advantage of the old law. Politicians had taken advantage of the tax deduction for the gift of their papers, as estimated by an independent appraiser. Is it conceivable that any of the people who might vote on this provision in either the Senate or the House, by virtue of books that they've written or just their status, might someday take advantage of this very provision?
Well, a number of the things that members of Congress own now have value. They could sell them. They could donate them anyway. But it's not intended for that. This is intended for artists. I don't think you're going to find any benefit going to a member of Congress that they would not have available to them anyway. Certainly, if you have a best-selling author in the Congress, they're going to make a lot of money of it. I must point out there have been darn few best-selling authors.
Yeah, I think two of them are running for president right now, though. Actually.
Two of them are running for president. Of course, we're all jealous of them. They've all done very well. Actually, three. All three
yes,
senators.
Yes, that's right. All three senators are running,
Senator McCain, Senator Clinton, and Senator Obama have all been best-selling authors. They've all made a lot of money. They've also, all three of them, given a lot of that money to charity.
Well, are they artists as far as the bill is concerned because they've written books?
Yeah, they're artists. But I think what you're going to see in a case like that, if somebody wants to get proceeds of a book, they're not going to need this.
Well, as a sponsor of this bill, for you, who is the kind of artist you have most in mind whose situation would be greatly altered by the ability to deduct a fair market value of a work of art if the artist donates it.
Well, I can see people in my own state who do a very good job in their paintings, their artwork. We have a lot of contemporary artists in this country who have this artwork. And ultimately, the public wins. The public gets to see artwork they might not have seen otherwise unless they were visiting somebody who's a private collector.
Well, Senator Leahy, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
It's always good to be with you, Robert. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, that's Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, and one of the sponsors of the Artists' Fair Market Value Deduction Bill in the U.S. Senate.